The Asia-Pacific director of the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, Tim Wright, was shocked to hear that his organisation had won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The group had been on the shortlist, but not thought of as a frontrunner for the prize, which has in the past gone to individuals critics say have brought the award into disrepute. Tim Wright says he was just as shocked as everybody else to hear the announcement.
It was a huge honour to receive this prize, and we knew that we had been nominated, but we really didn't think that we were in the running to receive it. So a great shock when the Norwegian Nobel Committee called us about 10 minutes before the official announcement and said, we've got it.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Berit Riis-Andersen, says the campaign has worked hard to draw attention to the dangers of nuclear weapons.
The organisation is receiving the award for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition on such weapons.
ICANN started a decade ago in the Melbourne suburb of Carlton, emerging from a discussion between a group of campaigners. In recent memory was the British nuclear testing in the Montebello Islands of Western Australia in 1952 and 1956, and also at Emu Field, north of Maralinga in South Australia, in 1953. Tim Wright says that lived history was a catalyst for the movement.
Well, we thought, you know, Australia is as good a place as any to start a global campaign. And you know, this is an issue that has affected Australians directly with the nuclear testing that took place in the 1950s and 60s at Maralinga and Emu Field. Also nuclear testing in the Pacific. So you know, there's that experience, and our government has this policy of reliance on nuclear weapons. So we wanted to put pressure on Australia to change that, and we wanted other countries that rely on nuclear weapons also to change their positions.
Also present at the group's initial discussion was Dave Sweeney, now an anti-nuclear campaigner with the Australian Conservation Foundation.
We looked at examples where groups of people and some nations had taken on a David versus Goliath sort of approach to issues, and we looked at the Chemical Weapons Convention, the landmine, cluster munitions, biological weapons. We saw all these things had been ruled out, and we went, well, that's not a bad model. Let's make them unlawful. Let's make them illegal. Let's make them so that they're not acceptable in any way, and then we work from there to remove them. It's like a smoking ban. You say you can't light up, and then you talk to the person about the problem of smoking.
Years of advocacy by ICANN saw 122 non-nuclear nations, including New Zealand, the Philippines and Thailand, adopt the UN Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons in July. It's the first multilateral legally binding instrument for nuclear disarmament in decades. But the treaty only comes into force after 50 countries ratify it. Tim Wright says he hopes the Nobel Peace Prize increases the momentum for more countries to adopt the treaty, including Australia. He says the government's argument that Australia relies on America's nuclear weapons for defensive purposes is illogical.
These are weapons designed to incinerate civilians on a massive scale. They're simply unacceptable. There can be no legitimate role for them. To claim that these are essential for our defence is encouraging other countries to seek to acquire them. There's a direct relationship between what Australia and other countries say and the proliferation of these weapons of mass destruction.
Not since the Cold War has the threat of nuclear war made itself more apparent, as tensions on the Korean Peninsula become the focus of international diplomatic efforts. United States President Donald Trump used his United Nations General Assembly speech in September to further inflame tensions.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
He's also threatened to decertify the Iran nuclear deal. The executive director of ICANN, Beatrice Finn, says the rhetoric of the US president highlights the danger of nuclear weapons.
The election of President Donald Trump has made a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with the fact that he alone can authorize the use of nuclear weapons, and there's nothing people can do to stop him. A man that you can bait with a tweet, who seems to be taking rational decisions very quickly, and sort of not listening to expertise. It just puts a spotlight on what nuclear weapons really mean. There are no right hands for the wrong weapons.
It's not the first time the Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to anti-nuclear campaigners. Philip Noel Baker got the prize in 1959 for his work on disarmament. And in 2005, the International Atomic Energy Agency and its former chief Mohammed El-Baradei were named joint laureates for their efforts to prevent nuclear energy from being used for military purposes.